Well, there's another problem that could possibly arise, and that is, how do you handle what could turn into kratom withdrawal issues? Because this stuff across the board is banned now in North Dakota for 30 days. And we don't know what's going to happen with the special session. A gentleman that might be able to tell, well, I know he can talk to us about it. Dr. Dan Kramer, he's the chief clinical officer for behavioral health at the state hospital in Jamestown, North Dakota. Doctor, I know you're a busy man. Thanks for giving us some time this afternoon.
Yeah, happy to be here, Jay. And just real quick, I'm the chief clinical officer with the behavioral health clinics, so the 8 outpatient clinics across the state.
Okay. So let's talk about the concern of withdrawals. I mean, how long, if I mean, what is it? Rob Port did an article, and that's how I got hooked up with you. But he talked in his article, the Dunn County Commission in Western North Dakota, Cassandra Altringer, family nurse practitioner from the Coal Country Community Health Center's clinic in Kildare, addressed the commissioners about the impacts that Creighton's having in the local community. She emphasized that a majority of her patients in her addiction medicine program during the past 8 months, a majority, it's due to kratom usage. Is it being used that much in North Dakota?
You know, it's really been in the last year that we've been seeing and hearing more and more about kratom use. So I think absolutely we're seeing a significant increase. We don't have a lot of data on the exact numbers, but anecdotally, as I've talked to some of my leadership across our clinics, we're absolutely seeing an increase in the use.
So tell my listeners, will you explain what there's two forms of it. There's botanical, which stays natural, and then there's synthetic. And it sounds like it's the synthetic. Are we right in saying that or assuming that it's the synthetics that's causing all the problems?
I think that's the scariest, right, because it's so unregulated. But I think anything you buy, there's really no guarantee what you're getting.
Sure.
I think that's one of the concerns is the availability is just outpacing the regulation and the knowledge on the product. And so I think that's what we're seeing. But kratom in general, we do see overdoses across the board. We have seen overdoses across the board with kratom, including both synthetics and botanicals.
So what does kratom do to somebody? I mean, explain, you take kratom, what does it do to you? Is it like a stimulant? Does it put you in a euphoria high? What's it do?
It's interesting because it's a little bit of both, right? So in low doses, it does create that stimulant effect. But then in higher doses, then it creates more of that depressant or opioid-like effect. So depending upon kind of the doses that people are using, you might initially get that stimulant effect, that high, and then crash.
So this gal out in Dunn County, which, by the way, what is that population? About 4,000 out there in Dunn County. I mean, she was telling the commission out there, you know, when people come to see me, they're usually at a point that they cannot pay their bills. They're struggling feeding their children. They can't function at work. So that's when people come to me because they are at that point where they have run out of stops. They can't buy the substance anymore. So it sounds like this stuff is very addictive.
Yeah, that highlights exactly that it is highly addictive, that people are experiencing the negative effects of it, but still struggling to discontinue use. And, you know, so that's one of the things I want to make sure we have a chance to highlight today is that, and part of it is that you just feel so lousy, you know, once you start to withdraw, that there are opportunities or options out there to get help. There's opioid treatment providers. Our behavioral health clinics are making sure we're available to help support people. People can even reach out to their primary care, right? But I think it's important that people know, because to your point, people wait till it's so bad, and it's kind of at that point where it's a last resort, where we want people to know that you can reach out at any time, and we will do our best to help support you and through that process. And I think the other thing with that is this happens outpatient, right? So I think sometimes people worry, like, I've got to go somewhere, I've got to get locked up in a facility or go to a facility. It's really not the case that our opioid treatment providers are doing this in the community, and people are able to stay at home.
Okay. Because people, they may have jobs or family they got to take care of, and you're right. The first thing they think of is, I'm going to be gone for 30 days, 60 days. I can't do that. I'll figure out something else. And we know usually how that turns out. How long before withdrawal starts happening, doctor?
You know, it can happen pretty quick with kratom, within a few days, and often the first 2 to 3 days are are the worst, but withdrawal can last up to a week with kratom.
Wow. What are the withdrawal symptoms? I mean, how bad is it? Is it as bad as, let's say, heroin or fentanyl when it comes to withdrawal? Or is it just vary per person, I suppose?
Yeah, I think it varies a lot per person. And, you know, it's similar to the withdrawal from like an opiate, right? So there can be anxiety. There can be what I've heard from a few of the folks that I know that have gone through this, really a lot of struggle sleeping, sweating, chills, aches. Sometimes it can get nausea can be included as part of that. So it just is kind of that feeling pretty cruddy, and to a point where it can be pretty significant.
What is there any kind of, you know, because we talked about when one of our listeners called in and told her unbelievable backstory and how she's, you know, recovered and turned her life around. But she had used botanical kratom to, you know, to help her with, I believe it was with her heroin addiction, because she said methadone is just, no, that's just as bad as heroin. So she was using kratom. But I know methadone is used, you know, in sometimes, or I don't know if it's quite often when it comes to people getting off heroin. Is there anything that would be prescribed if somebody's going through kratom withdrawals and they go to get help? Is there something that helps alleviate that withdrawal, like methadone supposedly does for heroin?
Yeah. So if you know, again, like our opioid treatment providers and even some of our other providers are able to help with medication assisted treatments. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of different options that they can use to help support people with that. And I think, again, individualized based on people's needs. But again, the goal being to try to help make it so that it's not, you know, again, the withdrawal can be so dramatic or significant for people, to try to reduce that for them, help support them through that.
How big is the concern that we are going to see, because what, this Wednesday will be a week now that this stuff has been banned across the board in North Dakota for 30 days at least, could be longer depending on the special session. So how are you concerned that people are going to see a lot of people withdrawing from this stuff and not knowing what to do?
You know, yeah, that's the hope. And that's, you know, honestly, when you reached out about the interview, that's why I wanted to take it, is to make sure we're getting information out there about the fact that you please reach out, right? Because I think that's the fear, is that they're going through this and they feel very alone. A lot of times it's people that maybe have not been in addiction treatment or other services before, so they don't know who to reach out to. So just to make sure that they know that they have that support. And in fact, we've already seen it a little bit. We've seen an increase in people that use kratom reaching out for help since this, you know, over the last week or so.
And again, I know you want to stress, look, nobody's looking down on you. Nobody's, you know, don't be afraid to, if you're going through this withdrawal, number one, you're not going to get in trouble. You're not getting put in handcuffs and locked up. So do not be afraid to reach out. And again, there are medical providers out there that are going to be able to help you with this.
Yeah, that's 100% the message, that, you know, you can reach out for help, that withdrawal is treatable, and you can get that help for it. And you're right, not a judgment. This is something that I think a lot of people have used for different reasons. Mm-hmm. But help is out there for you.
So is there a concern that with this ban, and again, we don't know what the special session, what's going to come of that, but is there a concern that, let's say, North Dakota does go down this road and say, okay, that's it, it's banned across the board, I gotta believe, Dr. Kramer, there's gotta be concern about that's gonna push people into the black market, which means the stuff could be even more dangerous, right?
Yeah, and I want to be careful about not kind of predicting forward what might happen, but I think, again, certainly regardless of you know, what happens legislatively, I mean, from our perspective, the most important part is that people have access to treatment, right? That they have access to care and support. Mm-hmm.
And again, go ahead.
You know, one other thing, you know, with this too, I think the importance of people understanding about the availability and use of Narcan, that that one of the things that can happen when you're using kratom and or other opiates is there's that risk of overdose. And to make sure that people know that Narcan is widely available. It's available at Target. It's available at Walmart. You can go on the HHS website and we have it available through the website. But how important that is, because, you know, we do recommend, even if, you know, whether it's kratom or other opiates, that if there's question about the potential of overdose, that Narcan is used right away.
We were told actually
that
by the DEA,
agent
that we had, a special agent in charge out of Minneapolis, said that Narcan does not work for kratom.
Yeah, and I know our recommendation from our medical director was we should be using Narcan. That if there's a question of overdose with kratom, and part of it is sometimes people are using kratom with other opiates, but even if it's just kratom, that there's still that recommendation, best practices you would use.
Okay, all right. So it's just in case it's not just kratom in their system. It could be fentanyl, and the Narcan could take you at least out of the fentanyl stage, right?
Well, and you brought up an interesting point, doctor, as well, because we've seen this is an emotionally charged subject.
Every subject is in this day and age.
A lot of people specifically bringing up, many of which we've seen, 80 to 90% agreeing with the banning of synthetic kratom.
7-0.
But so many people bringing up the benefits of botanical kratom, and then going so far as to say, name one. 23 deaths in North Dakota, most all of which, apparently, according to the claims being made, were taking other illicit drugs with kratom and then overdosing. It's emotionally charged. What would you say to those people that are saying this is blown out of proportion, all this kind of stuff?
Yes. Yeah. Good question, Ronnie.
Yeah, and I guess what I fall back to is right now we just really don't know what we're getting. Mm-hmm. Right now we just don't. When you're buying the product over the counter, you don't really know what you're getting. And so I think at this point, kind of that ban is saying, like, we just don't know. It's not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's where Governor Armstrong had made the comment. And he said it on this show as well, that it's the Wild West out there. Him meaning that you don't know what you're getting. There's just no regulations or anything on this stuff, at least in the state of North Dakota. No, 10 other states have banned it. And again, the DEA has put the synthetic version on the Schedule 1 list, and it sounds like down the road they probably or may go after the botanical as well. Listener wants to know, would you, doctor, appraise this drug more of a psychological addiction, or is it primarily physically addicting?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's likely both, right? I think there's probably psychological reasons that, you know, that people do continue to use, but clearly it's physiological, right? That the physiological reactions and withdrawal that people are experiencing support the physical dependence people are developing.
All right, is there anything else? And then also, there is such concern regarding people withdrawing from this, and we don't know where it is yet, but it sounds like one public health region is considering opening a Saturday clinic to help people in the wake of the ban.
That's correct. I think the clinics are looking at how do we be responsive, right? Because again, as I mentioned, very quickly we saw an increase of people saying, hey, I want to get off this now. How do I get help? And so I'm trying to make sure our local providers know how to best help them. And then there was that mention of the clinic looking at a Saturday option. Hey, let's open up on a Saturday and be available for people. And I think they're trying to move that forward.
Okay. Can you tell us where that is?
Yeah, I think it's okay to mention that's up in the Williston area.
Oh, that's up. See, and I thought you were going to say here in DeCass County, Fargo area, just because of the size of our population. But up in Williston. Do we know, is it more prominent in certain parts of the state, or is there just really none of that information available because this is so new to everybody?
Yeah, I don't think I have enough data yet to be able to speak to that.
All right, Dr. Dan Kramer, anything else that you want to get out to the public regarding kratom that they need to know or should know?
I think we hit on all the things I wanted to make sure we talked about. But again, I think that the biggest thing is to reach out to one of our opioid treatment providers or local clinics if you're in need of support in getting off of the kratom.
Dr. Kramer, appreciate the time this afternoon. And if you need anything regarding Kratom or anything else, you've got my cell phone now. Feel free to reach out to me anytime. And if you need to get something on the airwaves, we'll make sure it gets done for you, buddy.
Okay, sure. Appreciate that. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, Doctor. Appreciate your time this afternoon. So there you go.